and I come here today to say that all 2 million members of KUSATU support your struggle. The fact that farmers are still today dispossessing our people is something that we cannot tolerate. Because not only is it about continuing the ownership patterns of apartheid, but it's about taking forward a racist agenda. So even when the white farmers in the main, in the Yonkers Valley, come together and they supposedly help you to move your homes, to move your families off those farms that you occupied for generations, it's just part of new tricks to take away the land and the rights that you have. How can some in our country have so much and some have so little when clearly it is unfair? And so I come here today as KUSATU to assure you and to bring you the message that this is the start of a war, but it is a war for justice. It's not the kind of wars that were fought for one group to get more than other groups. It's about doing the right thing and doing the right thing for all of our people. And so, comrades, we can't be silent. We can't be silent in any area that we find ourselves when we see that our people are being dispossessed and still oppressed 10 years and more after apartheid. In apartheid, there was a crude form of dispossession, and it was very clear who the enemy was. Today, there's an army of lawyers that fight the battle for those who would want to take the land away from you. And those lawyers are using our own laws against us. And ultimately, our laws were designed to make sure that we build a society in which there's a place for all of our people. Daar moet 'n plek wees vir al ons mense. Want as al ons mense nie akkommodeer word nie, dan kan so 'n stelsel mos nie werk nie. Hoe kan ons sê dat as vryheid, dat as gelykheid, dat as die tipe van samelewing wat ons ons families beloof het toe ons geveg het teen apartheid? Liberation and the struggle that we fought for against apartheid was not about only getting the vote. It was about building a better life for all of our people. And that means that the legacy of land, the ownership of land, the opportunities for our families and the children and generations that will come behind us must be defended by us. So the struggle and the efforts that we're putting in place today is not only about defending the rights of workers as they find themselves, but comrades, it's about the legacy and the kind of society that we want to build. Ons sê deur ons aksies vandag dat ons bou 'n aksie, die tipe van samelewing wat ons wil sien. En daar moet duidelikheid wees dat daar kan nie 'n situasie wees waar die probleme aangespreek word nie, waar ons mense se belange nie in ag geneem word nie. En so wil ek duidelik sê, kamerade, that's what's happening now. Is that you are evicted by using the laws. And in the face of such injustice, moet ons mos opstaan en ons moet ons stel aan word. And that's why as KUSATU we're saying that on the 27th of April, we're going to go back onto those farms and we're going to take back that land that belongs to us. This is not about land occupation. This is not land occupation that you may hear everybody talking about. This is about reoccupation where our people have been unfairly evicted. How can they use the laws to chuck you off the land? And the laws and the very values of our society does not defend you. And so what we must say, that you can't continue to manipulate and control the society if you have money and you have lawyers and you use that to push people off the land. And so on the 27th, we'll come back to join you with thousands of KUSATU members to say that those farms that you've been put off, whether they moved you to a township or just put you off, you're going to be put back onto that land. Because for us to be silent, for us to be silent when there's such a grave, grave injustice being perpetrated against our people would be to be part of that injustice. You would remember that there were some above us, some amongst us, who said that there was nothing wrong with apartheid, and they never stood with us in our battle against a system that was so obviously wrong. But we knew in our hearts, we knew in our minds, and we knew in respect of the legacy that we want to leave for our families, that the fight that we engaged in is a legitimate struggle, is a just struggle, and it's a struggle about not only black people, but it's a struggle about all South Africans. And if there is to be a future for all South Africans, it must be a future that accommodates all South Africans. And so if a few think that they will hold on to the land in a selfish way and evict our people from the rights that they have on those lands, we say here today that we will not allow that to happen under any conditions. And you would remember that many, many years ago, the Great Trek started in Stellenbosch. And this was also about a struggle for land, but it was a struggle amongst a certain sector of South Africans. Many of them may have an unacceptable history in that their efforts were designed to exploit us. But it's fitting, comrades, that Stellenbosch be the place where we relaunch our own struggle to take back the land. And so, Chairperson, I want to close by saying, I have no doubt that the millions of members of KUSATU are behind you. Are behind you not only because you are standing up for one group, but you're standing up for the values that will enshrine the kind of society we want to build. When we fought for liberation, we said in the Freedom Charter that the land will belong to those who work it. Those who work the land are today the most impoverished in respect of having land. And land is not only about a status symbol. As ons land het, dan kan ons groente plant en dan kan ons ons families voed. So is 'n belangrike gedeelte van ons geskiedenis, van ons samelewing en van ons toekoms. Today we come here together to struggle for the kind of society that we want to have. And that's the kind of society that takes account of everybody, black and white. Those whites who don't want to be part of it, they must know that they will be put out of this country because we won't accept the exploitation of our people. Amanda! Viva the farm workers! Viva!
Viva!
Thank you very much, comrades.